Sunday, third Sunday, the year 2021. Bless your word of God and bless your people of God. Let us all open our hearts, minds, that we receive whatever you have for us this morning. Father, it's in your Son Jesus' name, and I ask that for the anointed Holy Ghost to have its way in this place called New Jerusalem. Thank you, Lord, again for your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Say good morning. It's a blessing to be found in the house one more time. Even though it's warm outside, but we thank God that we can feel that it is warm outside.
Yes, sir.
You have your Bibles. We're going to the book of Acts of the Apostles. And chapter 27, verse 20. Acts of the Apostles.
Yeah, yeah.
27 and verse 20, I think that's it. Yes. Acts of the Apostles. Again, thank all of you all for coming out to my Lord and Savior, who's here in my life, to the deacons, to the deaconess, to the church, to the choir, my wife, child, greet you in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
On this third Sunday, you all set aside 50-some years ago for our communion. Amen? As we read that, that is something you don't take lightly. I remember back in the olden days when grandmama and grandfather and them began to have communion, they wouldn't do nothing the rest of that day. That was sacred. Amen? And they took that serious. Hope you take it serious. This is something you don't play with. You don't play with God at all. At no time. He is serious. And he knows your ups and downs. He knows everything about all of us in him. And he knows your heart. Acts of the Apostles. 27. Verse 20. 27 chapter. In the 20th verse, thank God for this word. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, no small temps laid on us. All hope that we should be saved was taken away. But after a long absence, 21 says, Paul stood forth in the midst of them, said, Sirs, you should have hearkened to me and not have loosed Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. Now I exhort you, 22 says, be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Fear not, Paul saying, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer.
Yep.
For I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain hour. Drop down. 27 said, but when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Drea, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they would drew nigh to some country. Drop down. 31, I'm not going to read it all. 31 says, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except these abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. Maybe
all
see
right.
It.
All right, Jesus. All right.
You cannot be saved.
Yeah, yeah.
Flower faded. Word of our God shall stand.
Yeah.
Ain't God good this morning?
Yeah, Lord.
He woke us up early this morning, didn't he?
Yes,
clothed us in our sun right now.
Yes,
and I want to talk from the subject. Stay on the ship.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay on the ship. Sometimes seems like there's no way out.
Yeah. Say it, Jane. Say it.
On situations that we face every day.
Come on now.
All of us in here face something every now and then. All of us in here. I put it this way, all of us in here have had trials on top of trials, on top of trials and tribulations. If you ain't gonna have none, something wrong. Grandmama, you said, because if you ain't had none, you and Satan going the same way. Amen. Wow. Grandmama also said, but just a little talk with the Lord. I remember those old days, and I share with my wife every day something of my son, because those days was the, you call them, the good old days. Well, Miss Ava, we could go across the street to Miss Jamie May house and get our bus tore off, and won't nobody say nothing. You get back across the street at 1414 Washington, we got tore up some more. I like them kind of days. You don't like them kind of days? And we had chicken every day. I mean, every Sunday. Boiled, stewed, fried. Chicken feet. Chicken backs. Y'all remember that? I know some of them. I just got a little glimpse of it. And I ain't always, you know, but I know, you know. And when we went to church, me and Ronnie would hold hands. And we went to BTU, and I don't know if anybody knows about BTU. And we would have to, you know, say our prayers.
Yes, sir.
Our Father, which art in heaven, thou be thy name, thy. And then when we got back home, we had to tell mama and grandmama what we learned.
Yes, right.
Ain't no, you know, I don't know, I bleed now. You have to make sure what the teacher taught in Sunday school. I know I'm not here by myself. But I say all that, Eugene, because this is a new day now.
Come on.
And children are killing children like it ain't no tomorrow.
Ah, right.
But don't throw it in the towel.
Right.
Because God will make a way. God will know how to make peace in the midst of your storm. God know how to turn the clock, as he spoke to me this morning on some situations. When while we trying to look at something this way, God will tell you, look at something. Oh, God. Ain't God good? All the time. Been raining every day. You know, my business calls for sunshine, not rain. But I still know how to pay my tithes this morning. Ain't God good? I say, you got to have a relationship with him to know that he's good. Because if you got a relationship with him, whatever the devil throw at you, whatever he throw at you, you can throw it right back. Because you got a relationship with the master. His name is Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. As I lest I hold you too long, the Bible said in Acts chapter 26, if you want to go back and read that, the Bible said, the Apostle Paul said in the 26th chapter of Acts and the 26th verse, it said, King Agrippa, what I'm talking about wasn't done in no form. It's in your Bible. Acts, all you got to do is look over the next chapter, 20 chapter. Acts 26 and 26. The Apostle Paul said, I was on the road to Damascus, and the sun was out bright, but I saw another light brighter than the sun. And the men that were with me, they heard a voice, but didn't see nobody. Good God Almighty. And the voice was so powerful, it knocked me off my feet. Ain't God good? I don't know about you, but I've learned if you got King Jesus on your team, you got to win. And when he spoke to me this morning, I started laughing to myself. Because I was twixt yesterday about some things. And I was like, my Lord, this and that. But God will show up. And when he show up, he'll show out. And when he show out, you're going to know it's God and not the devil. Amen. Can I get with you? O King, he said, Paul, thou must learn and drives you crazy. And then he go on, I'm talking about Acts 26 because I'm going up to Acts 27. The Bible say, then he told the Apostle Paul, he said, Paul, thou almost persuaded me. But that let me know that he wasn't saved. How many in here not saved? Mm-mm. Ain't nobody raised their hand. I want to be saved because I'm black and I just can't stand that heat. They say how hot it is. It's 7 times hotter down in here than up here. And I know I can't stand no heat anyway. Y'all know that. Ooh, Lord, I'm black with these golds. I'm fat, kind of. You know what I'm saying? I can't stand too much heat. Now I'm staying cold, but I can't. Can you stand that heat? Can y'all stand heat like that? Can y'all stand heat? First thing, when I walked in the church, I heard somebody say, ooh, where the air is? That's why I said, he's a air. We breathing, ain't we? Where the air is? We is breathing. It's just hot air, but we breathing, ain't we? Ain't God good? Let's look at the text. That's not holding too long. Now, the Bible says, after 14 days, we didn't see no stars. But let me tell y'all something before I get to that. In Acts 23 and 11, and it's written in red in your Bible, it said they was tearing Paul apart down and they wanted to kill him. But Jesus stepped in Acts 23 and 11, and he said, just like you testified of me here in Jerusalem, you got to go to Rome. Now, he didn't tell Apostle Paul all the hell that he was going to be doing and go through, but he did say, I'm going to be with you. See, when God is with you, I say when God is with you, and you know God is with you, and you know you've been in trying to live for God, God won't let nothing come upon you and destroy you. It might come one way and three. I didn't ask for this, you know this. But one thing I do know, I'm glad I answered the call. You see, you got to know that the Apostle Paul answered the call. Because the Apostle Paul remember that he was on that road and he saw and heard a voice say, Saul, why persecute me? It's hard to kick against the against the priest.
All right.
What I'm trying to say this morning, if you're trying to determine God or trying to outstrip God, I'm talking about here, but the old folks said this, you fit way. If you're trying to do all those things, you're fighting a losing battle, man. Because, let me tell you something, your hands are too short to box with God. Ask Gamaliel down there. Gamaliel told Peter, Pan, James, John, over there in the fifth chapter, he said, look here, in the third book, he said, look here, if y'all messing with them men, and if they ain't doing what they're supposed to do, then, you know, because men of them went that way, but if y'all mess with these men and God sent them, you better leave them alone.
Amen.
Because God ain't nothing to play with. I was sitting there thinking the other day, I said, Lord, you made this so bad. Look how God do his amen. He pushed us in the ground. And nobody prayer going to, you know, deteriorate. And that's what he's going to do sooner or later if you don't come back. But, you know, I can sit to the supernatural realm with God, because when I'm studying and meditating, I be asking God, how can you do this? God took a Bible and he said, because of the sins of Adam and Eve, all mankind got to go back to the ground. But watch what God do. He puts that body in the ground, but when you come back up, guess what? He gonna give you another body, but this body gonna be restored, which means it won't decay. Ain't God something? And then I look at the creation of God. When me and Eugene walks and stuff, I was walking Friday, and I was in my other car. You know, the other car, it's not big. And Eugene, I said, Eugene, we too fat. You know, this car, I still like. And I begin to look down, and there's a big old pile of hands. And I say, God took them little bitty ends, and if they get on you right, you have to go to the hospital. Hello, somebody. You don't believe that? You can say you have to go to the hospital. If they get on you right, you be scratching and everything down. Oh, yeah, I ain't. Then if you put some alcohol on it, the blisters will come on. God took that little end and made something out of it. What I'm trying to see, whatever you're going through, little or big, God is able to. Let's not hold you too long. It's in the book. Bible said that after 14 days, y'all looking at me, let's read together. Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all, I'm going to look in the book. It ain't me. Look in the book. It say, and when neither sun nor star in many days appeared. Who said that? No small tip. Now, God told Saul to go. But don't get it twisted. Saul was called named Paul, was full of the Holy Ghost. And all he had to do was speak to them handcuffed and they would have broke. But Paul was going to be obedient because he knew one thing. Obedience would carry me through eternal life. Obedience would carry me to places where I thought I would never be. Meek and humble would carry me not only through the fire, but it would carry me through the rain, and it would carry me through any and everything that comes my way. Because obedience is what God institute it up.
That's right.
We don't want to be obedient. Do the pastor any kind of way. Do the woman of God. I'm telling you like it is. Because let me tell you something. My series is when I'm at that car wash, that's why I still over. Any preacher come my way, I'm on the radio right now. They know that I say whatever you give me, because I know if I bless the man or the woman of God, God gonna bless me.
That's
good sense. He said, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. I'm talking like that. Ain't going to get no amen on that, but that's what God says. Because God chooses his preachers and pastors. I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask to, you know, I said, Lord, I can't follow you. Lord, you're too holy and you too. I got to drink my Hennessy. I got to sip on my gin and juice. I got to stay on my prayer. I can't follow you. No way.
You're too holy.
He ain't even answering. You know, sometimes when you pray to God and you don't answer, y'all ain't been like that? Oh, shit. I'm going to say it again. Y'all ain't never prayed and seem like God is way on me. I ain't thinking about you. But I'm going to talk about me. I have. Sometimes I talk to God, like God don't hear me. I ain't thinking about it. Lord, you didn't hear what I say? He don't even answer. But he'll come back maybe 2-3 days afterwards when you done forgot all about it.
I know I ain't in the house by myself.
When you look at all about what you asking for, you ain't. And you'll come right back and you'll say, boy, God's
awesome.
That's called a relationship. If you ain't got me on him, I ain't saying you don't. Try to get a strong one. That's my prayer every day. Lord, walk with me. Y'all just sung a song. Walk with me, Lord. I heard y'all saying, I can't sing like Peter. Walk with me. Y'all sung that song. Be my God. If he's your God, you ain't got nothing to worry about. Because you know if he's your God, he's going to protect you along the way. Oh. I learned one thing. You know, I ain't got no PhD behind my name. But I know what 2 + 2 is. I know if I keep on talking to the Lord, he gonna open a door for me. I know if I keep on talking to the Lord, he gonna pay that bill that the white folks won't worry about. You know, they be doing the word. Some good old white folks with their slick tail. I'm on the radio, I don't care. You know why? Because the truth shall set you free. And I know one thing, Jesus Christ was the truth. He was the Word, and the Word was with him, and all things were made by him. And he said, the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell, that's in Psalms 4. And so, whatever I got, it ain't mine. I'm just borrowing it for a little while. Remember, don't throw it down. Whatever you got, you just borrowing it for a little while. But sooner or later, it's going to deteriorate just like any other thing, because it's just temporarily for right now. But I know something the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4 and 18 says, why look on the thing that you can see? That's just temporary. But look on the thing that you cannot see. That's eternal.
And are you preparing yourself for your eternal life? A lot of people don't even want to talk about that. Well, you ain't got to talk about it. It's going to come one way or other. Because it's written down in the Word. Absolutely. He said, there's a point in Hebrews 9:27. After a man to die, but after that, the judgment will come. And then he says in 1 Peter chapter 4, he says, judgment going to begin at the house of God. That's going to happen. I don't care what you say this morning, God will sustain you. It may not look like he's going to come to your rescue. May not look like he's going to open that door for you. May not look like he's going to bring that child back home. May not look like he's going to fix your situation or pay your bill, whatever it is. It may not look like. But just know that God is able to put a door where there ain't no door. God is able to open a door that's been closed in your face. Hello, somebody. God is able this morning to fix the broken heart. God is able to bring that child home. Child been on crack and on they got crack and they got mojo and jojo and so-so and woo-woo and all this other kind of woo-woo stuff. God is able.
Y'all looking at me crazy. Look on, baby. But I've learned and I've discovered that one thing. I know that I got more time behind me than you too than in front of me. But I ain't gonna pick on nobody, I'm gonna pick on myself. But yeah, oh, Peter, all you gonna do is, oh, Peter, that's what you do, talk like that now. Just die my mouth. I got more time behind me than I got in front of me. You know, I can remember back in the olden days that I could jump off a bridge and wouldn't even break myself instead. But I can't do that now. These old bones getting weak, ain't they? Can you do that now? No. I could just jump in. But I've learned and I discovered that the Lord says, as it is appointed unto men, that he already said that this is not our home. We're just pilgrims. I heard Sister B say that. We're pilgrims traveling in a foreign land. On our way home. On the way, but we got to learn how to get along with one another down here while we live.
I don't fool with her. What she did? She stole $20 from me. All those crazy stuff. I don't fool with him either. He faking. What you hear? All
right. Good over here.
What you hear?
All right.
Well, she's number old faithful. Gossip. One thing about Jesus Christ, he went to the gossipers. Mm-hmm. He went to the lawyers. He went to the DA.
That's right.
He went to the sinner man boy. He went everywhere in the world and showed up.
That's right.
And old Pharisees always had something to say. You don't know nobody like that. Everything you do, somebody got something to say. I'm talking about in the family. I'm talking about the family now. You know, in your family, always don't get them family reunions. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Child, she thinks she holier than thou now. Oh, she go to New Jerusalem Baptist Church. Got put them old praise the people down there talking about God did this. Y'all got to run your family like that? Huh? Y'all got to run your family like that? Oh, I'm not that man. And they old McKenna switch my liquor beer. And you say, oh, no, I don't want none. Oh, you got to hold on me now. And then, with the family reunion, they got on always just choking time. You be wanting to sit there and hold your peace, but you remember the old song, so you got to get loose. So I'm learning this, yeah. I'm just going to be plain and simple because I can't fake because I might slip. So I'm just going to be plain and simple. You know some people like that? They just fake, you know, and all this other stuff. But then when they get around other people, they, you don't know, any way the wind blow is cool with them. You know what I'm saying? You don't know about like that? Choking time. Make me wanna.
What?
I can't say anymore. Y'all just talk. Remember that woman? Remember that man said, I ain't gonna bump no more with no big back on. And he said, she done hurt my hip. She done knocked me down.
She must have been, wasn't it?
Good God Almighty. And that's up. Let's get back to the shit. Let's do that. Back to the church. Look what it says. It says. After Paul began to talk to him, and to him, he said, now I exhort you to be of good cheer.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know what he's saying? Because the Lord is with this ship.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm on this ship, and I heard the voice of the Lord tell me that I got to go to Cecil Augusta and tell him about Jesus Christ, the one who died for me, the one who hung, they hung out on the cross. I got to go tell him, yeah, you a king, but I know a king bigger and better than you because he walked the water one day. He made withered hands whole one day. He made the blind to see. He made the dumb to speak. He had yelled a boy one day, couldn't talk. He speak one day, and the boy said, I know a man.
Follow.
Every time I turn around, he keeps on blessing me. Every time I think about the goodness of the Lord, he just, you know, even though bills are due, I can still have a smile on my face because I know the Lord for myself. I don't need nobody else to pray. I can praise him all. I need nobody else. I can praise him all by myself because what he have done for me and you, hey, you don't need nobody. You don't need the rocks to cry out in my face because I'm going to praise him anyhow. Because he can make the rocks cry. What kind of man is he? Took the heat out of the fire. The other old boy said, the old king said, look like this, a fourth man in there, look like the sun. He didn't say what. He said, look like. God will be with you in the fire. God will be with you in the good time. God will be with you in the bad time. And he don't change like us, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Pastor Paul, he has got to go to Rome and tell Caesar Augusta that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And he wasn't scared to go either because he knew that that was a man better than King Agrippa. He knew that that was a man better than King Caesar Augusta. Yeah, I know you bad, but I know a man better than you that made your behind. His name is Jesus Christ. Do you know him this morning? Do you know that he done something for you? You ought to say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Okay, he ain't done nothing. I'll tell you what he done for all of us. He woke us up this morning.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Started us on our way, did.
Yes, sir.
Put running in our feet.
Yes,
somebody don't even know that the day is Sunday. Somebody in a coma right now. Somebody is in they're going to the mall, but I thank God he made death lay down in that right this morning. Aren't you glad this morning?
We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with hope.